Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Lamed Zayin in the Arutz Kol Hayos V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, towards the end of Halacha Beis. When starting in the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Michlefa Shitose de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah said that the Karfav, which is an enclosed area, in order to take wood from there in Yomtiv, it needs to be close to the city. So the Gemara says the Chor Rav Yehuda is contradicting himself, because here he says, in order to use the wood, it needs to be close to the city. But Tani and Tamon, we learned over there, which we're referring to Maseches Eruvin, that the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein bo, elo, bor, v'sheach, umiharo. If you have a karfof, you have an enclosed area. And then you have a bor, v'sheach, umiharo, which is a circle pit, a square pit, or a cave, metaltali misoicho. You could carry in it. You don't have to have an actual house. This is good enough to be a base dira to carry in terms of Eruvin. Now, their abuse is now requiring it to be next to the city. So, does a usable karfov need to be next to the city or not? Says the Gemara, Omar Amano kebeis dira ovil abudo. Meaning, there, when we talk about Eruvin, all I'm focused on is it a beis dira or not. Because in an enclosed area, in order to carry in the area, it needs to be a place where people are living. What determines if it's a beis dira or not? So, Abuda says that a cave and a pit is good enough. It's nothing to do with being close to the city or not. Mashenkin by us, that we talk about Muktzah. Muktzah has to do with Das. What does a person have as a mindset he's going to use on Yom Tov? Here has to be close to the city. It's two different determining factors. What the Gemara says, Kebeis Dira of the Abuda, according to this chat, the idea is, there we focus on Beis Dira only. Halacha Gimel Zok de Mishnah. Ein mevakim eitzim min hakoyros. You cannot cut pieces of wood from large beams that are meant to be used for building, because it's Muktzah. And not from a big beam that broke on Yom Tov. If it broke before Yom Tov, it's not going to be used anymore for the building. So a person has his mindset to come and use it for Yom Tov. It's not Muktzah. But if it broke on Yom Tov, so in the beginning of Yom Tov, it was not Mutter, you have a din of Muktzah. You couldn't use it, can't use it the entire day. Now, even the wood that you could use in Yom Tov, still, a mevakim loy bekordu, we not only use an axe, loy bemagol, not a sickle. Koifitz is a type of knife that the butchers use, meaning you can't use professional instruments to cut the wood, but only the instruments that are readily available in the house. You have a house full of fruits, but it's closed up, it's sealed. And now it broke open. Continues the Mishnah with base. Noitel mimokom apchas. He takes from the place that broke open. From there, he takes other fruits. Now, as comes out from the Gemara, and it's clear in the Bavli, what we're talking about here, there's stones that are covering the area, but they're not glued together. There's no plaster around them. They're not connected. So it's easy to come and move them. So the only reason you can't move these rocks, these stones, is only because midirabanan, it's muktzeh. Therefore, if it broke on Yom Tov, you can take the fruits from there. It says you can even go remove the stones, you can remove these bricks, because we don't apply the muktzeh of the rabbanan in this case. Zok de Gemara, Eimivakim Eitzi Benakurus, Dominakurush Nishbro, Sigma Hadal Yat Omar Bekurush Nishbro Beyontiv. So again, if you have a beam that broke in Yontiv, it's muktzeh. Aval Bekurush Nishbro may have Yontiv, but if the beam broke in for Yontiv, Mutter, because then it's already roi la'asokas, roi to be used as wood. Says the Gemara, b'she'in b'enter a kli. That's only if it doesn't have a shape of a kli. Meaning in this case, talk about beams, it's not, you can't use it for a binyan, for building. You can't put it in, it can't be used as one of the building supplies. Aval yesh, im yesh, shalei ha'tor kli. But if it's good, still can be used in the building. Afil nishbar, me'am yantav asos, even if it broke before yantav, it's not meant to be used for wood. And therefore, you can't use a yom tov, it's mukse. Says the Moratani, it says in the Brisa, sukos tehinim, which means branches with figs. Ubehem tehinim, you still have figs on them. Mach bedois uvehem tomorim, you have the branches of the palm tree with dates in them. Sheikh nisam lo yichlim or yichl mem biyom tov. So he brought it in order to, for the purpose of eating them, of using the, eating the fruits. So they can, you can use it in yom tov, it's not mukse. But he brought it because his mindset wasn't for the fruits. It was for the wood, for the branches. Because then it becomes muktzeh. Because he did have machshava la'achilo. Rav Omar, Rav says, you could use kelim for fuel for the fire in Yom Teh, even though it's not meant to be wood. But anyway, the kli you can move from place to place. So you also have, you can use it for a sukkah. You can't use broken kelim because that is mukse, because it's noilot. It just became broken now. Now it's going to be roita sukkah, and therefore you can't move it. That's only so then you say when it's broken, it becomes mukse. But it broke before Yom Tov Motor, because then he had a mindset to use it for a sukkah before Yom Tov. Says the Gemara now, and this could be the opposite of our Mishnah. That's, it doesn't have a tzur of a kli. Aval, yeshlem to a kli, if it looks like a kli, if it's broken, even if it's broken in Yom Tov, it's mutter. And this is the opposite of our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, when it's a kli, means it's a beam. If it's a beam, you can't use it. It's meant for the building, not meant for wood. But here we're talking about kelim that you're allowed to use in Yom Tov, not mukze. So as long as it does still has the shape of a kli, it still has some usage as a kli, so it's not mukze. So you can use it for a sukkah as well. In other words, there it's a kli shemachta le'isur. And therefore, as long as it has that shame, it's mukze. Here it's kli shemachta le'heter. So as long as it has the shame kli, you're allowed to move it. So this is the contrast between what we saw in the Mishnah and what Rav says over here. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Lamed Zayin.